Welcome to the Sportscast, January 16th, 2023. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, and Apple Podcast. You can also listen to us in your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcast, please leave a rating and review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online radio 24/7. And also visit us on thesportscast.net for the latest and greatest in sports. And follow us on Twitter, thesportscast1, also on Instagram. Check us. Also check out our app, The Sportscast for iOS, and the rest is history. NFL wildcard weekend was a blast. Incredible. You can't beat it. Couple upsets. Maybe not an upset. Depends who you ask. And join us all the way from Pennsylvania, Joe Toscano. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
Thank you. Going into the weekend, people said, oh, there'll be blowouts. It's not going to be that exciting. Maybe there'll be one or two games. And almost every single game was really good. What an exciting weekend.
Even the Seahawks game.
Even the Seahawks game. We did not expect them to put up much of a fight. But the thing is, and it's a big reason why the games are so close. There were so many divisional games. Seahawks and 49ers, Bills and Dolphins, Bengals and Ravens. These teams know each other. This is the third time they've been playing each other. They know each other really well. So you're not going to get a blowout in a game like that.
Now, was that done on purpose or just how that, like, how everything kind of just fell together?
I mean, the seedings are the seedings, so that's just, yeah. That's just how it ended up.
Yeah, there was a lot of divisional games, but anyways. But, you know, one team that could have, you know, came into this wild card weekend was the Steelers. They could have been a great fit.
I think if the Steelers played against Buffalo, I don't know if they would have won, but considering what Miami did with a third-string rookie quarterback, I think the Steelers could have had a really good chance of winning that game.
Yeah, not sure if the Bills were kind of not all there. Maybe they thought it would be an easy match or easy game. But yeah, Dolphins did pretty well for a third-string quarterback. Closer than I thought. Like, before the game, everyone was saying, yeah, there's no chance, it'll be a blowout. It wasn't.
Yeah, I think something might be a little bit wrong with the Bills. They just seem a little bit off. It's been that way for a while. They're not that juggernaut. They're just barely winning games. I don't know. I'm a little uneasy on them now.
You're not convinced.
I was, but I'm not anymore.
Of course, there was also some other good games besides that one. And a couple of question marks and here and there. But are you ready to recap NFL wildcard weekend?
Yes, let's do it.
Let's get this party started. Seahawks 49ers. Brock Purdy, where's number 13, Joe? Because of Dan Marino threw three touchdown passes and ran for a fourth score in his playoff debut, leading the Niners to a 41-23 victory over the Seattle Seahawks in a wild card game Saturday. Your thoughts?
I don't know what to make of Brock Purdy. Obviously, I think a few weeks ago we were joking. It's like, oh, he's the next Joe Montana. Well, the dude just wins. And he plays so well in that system. I think I saw something that in six playoff games, Jimmy Garoppolo had like four touchdown passes and Purdy had four touchdown passes in that one game. I don't know. The 49ers are just so good right now. You know, Purdy is surrounded by a really talented offense, and that defense is probably the best in the league. So all Purdy has to do is just play within that offense, play within the system, and don't make mistakes. And he doesn't just do that. He actually makes good plays too. I don't know. I don't know what to think of this Purdy, but maybe he's the real deal.
Do you think it's Purdy or is it like the weapons around him?
It's the weapons. I mean, he's in the perfect situation. It's also the coaching. When you see a rookie quarterback, you think, oh God, what are they doing? But I mean, Shanahan is such a good coach and they have such a good coaching staff that they probably coached him up really well. But yeah, I mean, you got McCaffrey, Debo Samuel, Kittle, Ayuk. They got some really awesome weapons there. All you just have to do is just get it to one of them, and that's it.
Purdy connected to a three-yard pass to Christian McCaffrey, CMC, in the first quarter, converted a one-yard sneak in the third quarter, and a seven-yard touchdown pass to Mitchell early in the fourth to make it 31-17. Purdy threw for 332 yards, Joe, the second most ever for a rookie in the playoffs, to Russell Wilson's 385 in a defeat to Atlanta 10 years ago. And he became the first rookie quarterback ever to account for four touchdowns in a playoff game. This guy could be the real deal. We'll see. The Seahawks give him a benefit of the doubt. They kind of, you know, were in there, but they kept it close for the most of the three quarters. Geno Smith finished 25 for 35 and 253 yards. Two touchdowns, Joe, and one interception. I will give applause to Geno Smith. What a season.
Exactly. What a season. Nobody expected the Seahawks to do this well. Everybody expected them to be like fighting for the number one draft pick, being one of the worst in the league. They had an amazing rookie class, and Geno Smith just defied all expectations. Nobody thought this from Geno Smith, of all people. It was a great story. Kudos to them on a great season. They far exceeded expectations.
He'll be a free agent. Do you think Seahawks should keep him, or should Geno Smith go elsewhere?
It sounds very much like they should keep him. He wants to stay there. He said he wants to finish his career there. He's not young. I think he's in his 30s or something like that. So he you know, it's not like he's going to be around for 20 years or something like that. But he definitely wants to stay there. It's just a question of, do the Seahawks want him? And hey, why not? What are your options? Go get a rookie or something?
There's not many options out there. There is a drought of quarterbacks, especially in the free agency. But when it comes to the draft, there is some potentials out there. So we'll see what happens. The game of Saturday, in my opinion, because I'm a Dolphins fan, the Dolphins and Bills. Josh Allen shrugged off a three-turnover outing, and the three-defending AFC East champion Bills avoided a major collapse by rallying for a 34-31 victory over the AFC seventh-seeded Miami Dolphins and injury-depleted Miami Dolphins in a wild-card playoff game on Sunday. The Bills were up 17-0. 14-0 in the first quarter. And then the Dolphins scored like 17 points in the second quarter. They were up, I believe, they were up like 24-21. Bills came back and won it. Your thoughts over this game?
Everyone expected this to be a blowout. Oh, the Dolphins will have no chance. Oh, this will be a blowout. The Bills will be playing for DeMar Hamlin. There's no way they could lose. Wow, the Dolphins easily could have won this game. For some reason, Tyreek Hill and Waddle, just they developed bricks for hands or something like that. They really let the team down. And what happened at the end with the miscommunication with the fourth and one at the end of the game when the Dolphins needed either a game tying or game winning score. I know it's a rookie quarterback, but that's inexcusable. I mean, it was fourth and one on the 48 with like two something left, and they had to make it fourth and six. They had to take a delay of game penalty because they didn't get the play in. That is inexcusable. That is on the team and the coaching staff. I don't know what the heck happened there. The season's on the line, and this is a failure. That's inexcusable. So the Dolphins easily could have won this game, or at least tied it going into overtime. So exciting game. You know, kudos to Skylar Thompson, kudos to the Dolphins for keeping it close, but it's just frustrating because they could have won that.
Miami Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel says there was a miscommunication from upstairs, thinking it was already first down or something. So big miscommunication. I don't understand it, but then the announcer says lack of experience, playoff experience. So whatever that means. Josh Allen threw two touchdown passes over a span of 3 minutes and 11, which is pretty normal for him. Cole Beasley, you remember him? He had a touchdown yesterday.
Cole Beasley, who I think just rejoined the team like a few weeks ago or something like that. He was a really good, you know, slot receiver for them. And he contributed a lot yesterday. So, you know, that's a really cool little pickup they have.
Wasn't Cole Beasley with the Bucs a few weeks?
You know what? He was. I think he was. I think he was a Bucs for a few weeks earlier this season. Yeah.
He seems like a very Tom Brady type of player, but I guess it just didn't work out.
I don't know. I don't know what happened there, you know. But
yeah.
It's a perfect fit for, you know, because he's so used to, he was with a team, so he was so used to them. It was, you know, it was a perfect fit. It's not like he had to relearn anything. So it was a perfect situation.
Josh Allen finished 23 of 39 for 352 yards, three touchdowns, but also threw two interceptions, which resulted in Miami scoring 11 points. Josh Allen needs to tweak on the interceptions part, doesn't he?
Yeah. See, I don't know. To me, the Bills were my preseason pick to go to the Super Bowl because of what happened last year against the Chiefs, which seemed like a million years ago. And Josh Allen seemed to have an MVP track. It looked like he was going to be MVP. And then he had that elbow injury, and I think that hurt him. I don't know what's going on with him, but he hasn't been that good for a while now. He's been good, but not really good. And I think that's a problem.
I think head coach Mike McDaniels, I think he's safe. I think he definitely got Miami into the playoffs for the past it's been a while, I believe 8 years. So I think he's safe from Miami. Miami's looking good. We'll see what happens with Tua. They said yesterday they're going to keep him, according to reports from Adam Schefter. So we'll see what's up with that. Skyler, good key for the Dolphins. I would keep him.
Good backup. Sure. I mean, he played well. Nobody thought he would play well. Nobody thought he would do well at all. And he almost led the team to a victory. He's a rookie. That's real encouraging. Yeah, I'd keep him as a backup.
There you have it. Miami Dolphins definitely have a lot of future ahead of them. We'll see what happens. Waddle, and of course, he had a great season with Hill. I cannot ask for more. I think we have something going on there in Miami. Chargers, Jacksonville Jaguars. What a game. The Chargers blew a 27-0 lead, and Jaguars came back. Trevor Lawrence is saying, you cannot beat us in Jacksonville. Jacksonville is a tough place to play, Joe.
It is. There's something up. I mean, that crowd gets fired up. It's not the first time that, you know, teams that thought that they would just easily win in Jacksonville, that they came out losing. So there's something about Jacksonville, that venue, that stadium, that location, that just gives the Jaguars an advantage, and that's cool. This is an absolute ridiculous game. I mean, it started out 27-0, and everybody was saying, oh, Jacksonville doesn't belong. What a blowout. Oh my goodness. Oh, Jacksonville's so terrible. And then they came back, and then they came back a little bit more, and they came back a little. I was like, whoa, wait, Jacksonville might. And then they just did it all the way. And it's amazing. It's an amazing comeback job by the Jaguars, but it's an amazing choke job by the Chargers. And I've said this almost every time I'm on here, the Chargers coach Staley is an idiot and he needs to be fired. The reason why, one of the reasons why they lost this game was because they didn't have Mike Williams to injury. The reason why they didn't have Mike Williams injury is because Staley played all his starters in a meaningless week 18 game. For no reason. There was no reason for him to play those starters, and he did, and Mike Williams got injured. If they had Mike Williams against the Jaguars, they would have won.
Absolutely, it would have been a whole different ridiculous story this morning.
Exactly. Exactly. all they had to do, I mean, what, they scored 27 in the first half and 3 in the second half? Or that's ridiculous. All they needed to do is just do a little bit more. And Mike Williams would have done that. Staley is an idiot. And I'm saying this, and I keep hearing, well, they're not going to fire him. Well, they should, because he's an idiot.
A lot of people are calling him to fire him. The Chargers fans, I know Herbert has said, no, keep him. And also Victor Rocho from the Jersey Boys Sports Talk has been saying this since last year. Fire Staley and pick up Sean Payton. Man, be a good pick. Lawrence engineered the winning drive, highlighted by Travis Etienne's 25-yard run on a 4th-and-1 play, and put the Jaguars in position for Riley Patterson's 36-yard field goal on the play, the 27-point comeback, the largest in franchise history and the third largest in playoff history. Congratulations, Jaguars are going to, they will be going to Kansas City. Tough place to play, but we'll see if they can manage it. Giants and Vikings, my office friend said this might have been the best game of the day. I don't know. Quarterback Jones passed for 301 yards and 2 touchdowns and ran for 78 yards in his first career playoff game for the Giants in a 31-24 wild card round victory on Sunday that gave the Vikings their first loss in 12 one-score games this season. Your thoughts, Joe?
This is it's another thing I've been saying almost every week I'm on here. The Vikings are lucky. They were 11-0 in one score games. That is amazing. And yes, that takes skill. However, that also takes luck. And at some point, the luck runs out. And the luck ran out at the worst possible time for them. But still, kudos to the Giants. Daniel Jones, we were saying, one of the things we were saying earlier in the season is, what are the New York teams going to do with their quarterbacks? Zach Wilson with the Jets, is he going to be any good? Daniel Jones with the Giants, is he going to be any good? And Jones was okay in the regular season. He was okay. Zach Wilson was a disaster, but Daniel Jones was okay. But for him to put in this performance in the playoffs, really impressive. But also, so kudos to the Giants. They shut down Justin Jefferson, which was really hard to do because he's probably the best wide receiver in the league. But on when it counted the most, on what was it, 4th-and-8 or something like that, Kirk Cousins throws a 3-yard pass and then expects Hawkinson to miraculously put up another 5 yards. Horrible decision. I don't care. I mean, it's. I don't think, you know, people blame offensive coordinators for things like that. That's on the players. That's on Cousins. And that's on the Giants for shutting them down. Because obviously he would have gone to Justin Jefferson, but they bracketed Jefferson. They double teamed him. And there you go. He had no other options. So kudos to the Giants, but the Vikings' luck finally ran out.
Yeah, that was a short pass that didn't come through for Hawkinson. Hawkinson had 129 yards. Kirk Cousins went for 31 for 39 for 273 yards and 2 scores and a rushing touchdown. They had an okay game, but like Joe said, their luck ran out. The Giants advanced to play number 1 seed Eagles and NFC East rivals. So we'll see what happens next weekend. Sunday night wild card, Ravens, Bengals. You can't end it to a higher note there. Sam Hubbard, have you heard of him? Plays for the Bengals. Return for a Huntley's fumble, 98 yards for a tie-breaking touchdown. Unbelievable. It was a long, long run. That was the game-winning touchdown. And playing behind a patchwork of offensive line, Burrow passed 209 yards and a touchdown. But this was the play. This won it, Joe. Your thoughts?
It is funny when they say, oh, this one play, you know, it all comes down to one play. And this time it really did. This really was literally the play that determined the game. Absolutely amazing. This is another game where people said, oh, the Bengals are going to blow them out. This isn't even going to be close. And I said, this is a division game. They know each other. They hate each other. It's going to be close. I was really impressed with how Huntley played. I was really impressed with how the Ravens played. And they basically, it all came down to that one play. They were just about to score a touchdown. And I don't think Huntley was supposed to do that. Huntley's not a big dude. I think he's like 6 foot one or 6 foot nothing, 195 pounds. Not a big dude. So for him to do something like that, not real smart. I don't even think that was the play. I think he was supposed to like just try to dive in or something like that. But credit to Hubbard, who is a Cincinnati native, which is really cool. Hometown kid delivering the biggest play for the hometown team. Really cool. But also, I think you mentioned the patchwork offensive line. I think the Bengals are in trouble because they have their offensive line problems once again. They had injuries, and now Joe Burrow is going to have to run for his life once again. So I don't like the Bengals going forward, but they did pull it out in this game.
Yeah, a Burrow passed for 209 yards and a touchdown for the AFC North champions. He also had a one-yard touchdown, Joe, run a week after the Bengals beat the Ravens 27-16 in the regular season finale. So Bengals, once again, into their championship, maybe championship run again. Did the Bengals impress you, or do you think they need to patch up some work here?
I hate to admit it because I hate them, but I am very impressed by the Bengals. Joe Burrow is just, he's got to be in the top five of the quarterbacks in the NFL. The dude just wins. The dude, he could just, you know, he's someone you could count on to deliver a clutch drive or a clutch performance. So no worries there. Although, like I said, the offensive line is going to be an issue. So that's a little scary. Now they go into Buffalo, and I don't know. It's going to be really, really interesting because the Bengals have issues. The Bills have issues. I think it's going to be an amazing game.
It's going to be a great game. We'll see what happens. Burrow has beaten the Chiefs in Kansas City. Can they beat the Bills up in Buffalo, New York? Big test. Maybe not as big as the Chiefs. You know, maybe Buffalo could be a little bit easier for the Bengals.
I agree. I think, with the way Buffalo looked against Miami, who was on their third string quarterback and who had other injuries to go, and they barely won. I don't know. I'd have to give the edge to the Bengals right now, even though it's in Buffalo, and Buffalo is super tough to play. I think I might give the edge to the Bengals.
I would too. Well, just to recap, Seahawks beat 49ers. No, 49ers beat Seahawks 41-23. Jaguars beat the Chargers 31-30. The Bills beat the Dolphins 34-31. Vikings lost against the Giants 31-24. And the Bengals beat the Ravens 24-17. Monday night wild card. Cowboys at Tampa. Where is this trend going? Who do you got, Joe?
Oh my goodness, this is gonna be so interesting. The conventional wisdom is, how can you bet against Tom Brady in the playoffs? How can you bet against the greatest playoff quarterback of all time, the greatest quarterback of all time? How can you bet against him? And I can't. I think there's something up with the Cowboys. They haven't played that well. But I think because it's the playoffs, I think the Bucks are going to pull it out. And I think when they do, all this talk about where Peyton is going to coach, Jerry Jones has wanted Sean Payton for like 10 years now. He's not going to pass this opportunity to get him. McCarthy, I'm sorry. He's a, I don't want to say he's a joke as a coach, but he's not that good of a coach. This is going to be the excuse. The Cowboys are going to lose. They're going to fire McCarthy and he will do everything to get Sean Payton. I don't care how many other teams are interviewing him or trying to get him. That you have to make a trade with the Saints to get Payton. And that's going to be really interesting what he's going to get. But I am convinced Peyton is going to be the coach of the Cowboys next year.
You are convinced. Now, the only way Mike McCarthy can save his job is by winning the Super Bowl, right?
I would say maybe not win the Super Bowl, but maybe make it to the conference championship game. That's the only way. If he gets it to the NFC championship game, I think his job is safe. Anything less, he's gone.
He's done, and he's done. If Tampa wins tonight or Cowboys, they're going to San Francisco against a young quarterback. So that's just something to think about. Not saying it's a winnable one, because the Niners is loaded. But anyways, we'll see. One game at a time, right? Let's focus on Tampa tonight.
Yeah, I mean, and the thing is, that's maybe the 49ers Achilles heel is you got a rookie quarterback, and not just a rookie quarterback, but a rookie quarterback who's only played like what, 7-8 games, and who was the last guy drafted. You know, he doesn't even have the pedigree. So at some point he's going to get flustered. He's going to have those rookie, mistakes and stuff like that. So, he's kind of a ticking time bomb.
Ticking time bomb. Tom Brady. We'll see what happens tonight with him. It could be his last game or it could be not his last game. So it's tonight on ABC, 8:15 PM, live from Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, Florida. I got a random question. I don't have it on the Twitter poll, but I'm going to say it right now. What is your favorite spicy food? Hot and spicy food, Joe.
I'm basic wings. Give me some hot wings. I'm not a big hot food person. I don't like the spicy food too much. I don't like it too hot. I don't want to suffer when I'm eating. I want to enjoy what I'm eating, but I like a little bit of spice.
Me too. I always think about the Dumb and Dumber clip when the guy was eating all that spicy burger because the Jim Carrey and the other guy put in like spicy stuff inside the burger.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he died.
I know. It's hard. It's kind of hard to balance that out, but it was a comedy, so I will give you that. All right, Joe, what is the best way to reach you online to talk to you about what type of hot sauce you put on your wings?
Joey Bag of Donuts, V7F. I'm so fired up. This is my favorite time of year. Usually the wild card games aren't that great, but this weekend was awesome. This coming weekend is my favorite football weekend of the year because all the not so good teams are gone. It's just all good teams playing each other to determine who's going forward. I'm so excited.
So far, which team is favored to win the Super Bowl? As of right now, who do you got? Even though we haven't seen Kansas City play.
I think it's Kansas City. I think Kansas City and Philadelphia. Ooh, but oh man, if it's Philadelphia against the 49ers for the NFC championship. Oh my goodness. That's so exciting. The conventional wisdom in the AFC was who's gonna make it out between Chiefs, Bills and Bengals, and the Bengals and Bills are going to play each other, so that one of them will eliminate each other, and then it'll probably be against the Chiefs. And I mean Mahomes has been the MVP. I you got to give them the edge. I think the Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl.
Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl. What happens? I would not sleep Giants against the Eagles. I would love to hear what the Jersey Boys Sports Talk say. You can reach us at thesportscast.net, our website, The Sportscast 1 on Twitter and Instagram. And here are our shows for this week. We got Sports Talk 101 tomorrow night. So Ray Sherrod is a San Francisco fan, so we'll definitely hear what he has to say. And then on Wednesday night, we got Alan. He has some college sports to talk to you about. but on Thursday. Very anticipated show. Love to hear what Victor and Mr. Byron Jones had to talk about the Giants. They're pretty excited. We were live streaming last night with Victor and Aaron, and Victor looked very confident. And I think I would not be surprised if they said that the Giants can beat the Eagles.
It would not surprise me either. The Giants are playing really well. Jalen Hurts is hurt. Jalen Hurts is he has a shoulder problem. Just as I said, it's a divisional game. These teams know each other really well. It would not surprise me at all if the Giants beat the Eagles, and I think that would be amazing. I mean, the difference is, the question is, who's the coach of the year, the coach of the Jaguars or the coach of the Giants? Both have done amazing jobs, but my goodness, Brian Daboll taking that team and making it what it is now and making Daniel Jones what he is now, that's amazing.
Does the vote happen before the playoffs start for a coach? Happened during?
Well, that's a good question. That's a good question. I don't know if they already did the vote or if I were to guess, they probably already did the votes. That's usually how those things happen.
Yeah, probably the Eagles coach. That's what I think. Sirianni.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, but he had a loaded roster. He had, I mean,
anyone could coach that team.
Yeah, I could have coached that team.
All right. Well, there you have it. NFL wildcard recap. NFL divisional playoff round this weekend. Joe Toscano, I appreciate you coming on to the sports.
Thanks for having me.